All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Ayin Vav 76. We are starting on the top of Ayin Vav 76, the Mishnah. Mosai, still Menachas. Not like still Menachas, but still Menachas, Baruch Hashem. We're finishing the Perek in Meretz Hashem today. So let's go. Kol Menachos Tu'unos, Shlosh Me'os Shifa, V'chamesh Me'os Be'ita. This is actually interesting. Every Mincha requires 300, we'll say Shifa, literally means rubbing back and forth in your hand. If you take a look at the top Rashi, so actually, take a look at the bottom Rashi. Shifa, Shemeshav Shefachitin Bein Biyadav, Shetei Nocha Klipa Lahashir Obatze Kadei Shehei Noah. So I take the kernel literally in my hand, and I rub it back and forth in order that the chaff, in order that the klipa should be able to come off easy. And they should be easily manipulated. Thank you. So what happens? So that it needs shalosh me'os shifa, 300 rubbings in the hand, v'chamesh me'os bi'ita. So we'll say bi'ita, Rashi says, Rashi kisveyad, Rashi on the bottom, says bi'ita, bo'et ba'ove egrof, kederech ha'gvalim o ba'ove pas yado ha'samoch l'zra. What it means, literally hitting it with my fist. Hitting it with my fist. Ultimately, again, this is all to go ahead and separate the wheat from the chaff. Really, I should say separate the wheat from the chaff. It's really to go ahead and make sure that the klipos, the shells of the kernels, come off more easily. Shifa ubi'ita bechitin. You only do this shifa, this rubbing of the kernels, and the be'ita, the pounding of the kernels, with wheat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so what that means, I will say, is you do it in the wheat state. You do it in the grain state. Rabbi Yossi says, no, bebatzek. You don't do this in the wheat state. Instead, when do you do this? You do this in the dough state. Kala menachos, ba'os eser eser. I will say, in general, when you're bringing menachos, and those menachos are comprised of loaves, you bring them in groups of 10. Right? 10 loaves. Chutz min lechem aponim, v'chavitei kohen gadol, with the exception, of course, of the lechem aponim, v'chavitei kohen gadol, which are brought, shem bo'os, shtei mesrei, dear Rabbi Yehuda, that are brought ultimately again as 12 loaves. So lechem aponim, chavitei kohen gadol, are brought as 12 loaves. Rabbi Meir says, kulam bo'os shtei mesrei. In general, again, when bringing a mincha, so the loaves are brought in groups of 12. Chutz mechalas toda, Unaziros Shehin Baos Eser Eser. With the exception, of course, of Chalos Toda, Toda loaves, Naziros loaves, which are brought in groups of 10. Beautiful. Says the Gemara Tana. Shafach, so remember, the way the Mishnah began was that in part of the preparation of Menachos, so we go ahead and we rub the kernels, and we go ahead and we pound them with a fist. So the Lashon of the Mishnah was, you do that 300 times, and you rub it 300 times, and you pound it 500 times. So says the Gemara Tana, Shaf Achos, Boit Shtayim, Shaf Shtayim, Boit Shalosh. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, from the Mishnah you would have thought that first you rub it 300 times, then you pound it 500 times. In fact, the order is a little bit different. The way it works is, you rub it once, you go ahead and you pound it twice, you rub it twice, and you pound it three times. So again, this is all preparing the grain, or again, according to the Rabbanan, ultimately, again, it's in the grain state. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is in the dough state. All of this is to prepare it for proper use. So the Gemara says, Bar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Am tuye va'asuye chad. We'll say, see, if you take a kernel and you rub it in your hand, say, really, each act of rubbing really is like one time forward, one time back. So the shayla is, am tuye va'asuye. Literally, again, is the movement forward and the movement back. Chad, is that considered to be one act of rubbing? O dilma am tuye va'asuye tre. Or maybe the rubbing back and forth, forward is once, back is two, and therefore, again, that counts as two actions. What's the halacha? Mai, to which the Gemara answers, teku. Teku. Okay, that question remains standing. Shifa, bubi'ita, bechitin, Rabbi Yossi Yom Batek. So we'll say, the first machlokas in the Mishnah is this shifa and bi'ita, this rubbing and this pounding. So ultimately, again, what state is it done in? So according to the Rabbanon, it's done in the grain state. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's done in the dough state. So ibay lehu. So the Gemara asks a shayla. Ibay lehu. Bebatzek velo bechitin, When Rabbi Yossi says that it's done in the dough state, does that mean that it's dafka the dough and not the grain? O dilma af bebatzek. Maybe what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, no, of course it's done in the grain state. Rabbi Yossi is being mosif, and he's saying it's also done in the dough state. So the Gemara says, well, let's analyze this. Tashma, desanya, shifa ubi'ita bechitin. You have to go ahead and do the rubbing and the pounding of the grain in the grain state. Rabbi Yossi omer, shifa ubi'ita bebatzek. So as Rabbi Yossi says, no, shifa and bi'ita is only in the dough. So what do you see from here? So from here it becomes explicitly clear that Rabbi Yossi is not saying that you also do the rubbing and the pounding in the dough state, rather he's saying instead of. As opposed to the Rabbanon who say that the she'ifa and the bi'ita are done ultimately again in the grain state, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it is done in the dough state. Good. Fundamental machlokes. Kol ha'menachos ba'os shteimles, right? So what they suggest, the way the Rambam paskins, is the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon, namely that Shifa and Be'ita are done in the grain state, not in the dough state. Okay, next. Kol ha'menachos ba'os shteimles, right? So we'll say, the next machlokes in the Mishnah we had was as follows. The Rabbanon, we call it Tanakamo, said that in general, when bringing loaves of a mincha, so mincha loaves come in denominations of 12, we'll call it, with the exception of Lechem Aponim and Chavite Kohen Gadol. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Menachos come in denominations of 10, with the exception of Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lechem Aponim, which comes in denominations of 12. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says no. In general, Mincha loaves come in denominations of 10, with the exception of Toda and Nazir that come in denominations of 12. So that's the Machlokes of Rosh. So here we go. Lechem Aponim. So let's analyze this. So we'll say, first we're starting with Rabbi Yehuda. So remember again, Rabbi Yehuda says, generally they come in denominations of 10, with the exception of Lechem Aponim, Chavite Kohen Gadol, which comes in denominations of 12. So let's analyze this. So Lechem Aponim, the Hedjiksiv. So we'll say, Lechem Aponim, Torah explicitly tells me that there are 12 loaves. Okay, so that, there's no chiddush. Torah explicitly tells me that. Chavite Kohen Gadol, where do I learn about, say, that for the Chavite Kohen Gadol, that they come in denominations of 12, where do I get that from? Asya, chuka, chuka, me Lechem Aponim. We make a gzir shava, chuka, chuka, from Lechem Aponim. It says chuka by Lechem Aponim, it says chuka by Chavite Kohen Gadol. Just like Lechem Aponim is 12 loaves, so too Chavite Kohen Gadol is 12 loaves as well. Good. Kol ha'menachos ba'o, de ba'os eser, eser minolon. We'll say in general again, how do I know? So now I know, Lechem Aponim and I know Chavite Kohen Gadol both come 12 loaves. Good. How do I know? Kol ha'menachos de ba'os eser, eser minolon. We'll say in general with other menachos, however, how do I know that they come in denominations of 10? Where do I get that from? So the Gemara says, oh, gomar milachme toda. We learn other menachos out from lachme toda, the loaves that accompany the toda. Man lahalon eser, just like lachme toda, there are 10 loaves brought, afkan eser. So too over here, so too by other menachos, there are also 10 loaves that are brought. I v'leilev milechem aponim. I don't understand, why do you learn out other menachos from lachme toda? Why don't you learn out other lachem from what? From lachem aponim. And say, just like lachem aponim is 12 loaves, so too other lachme toda will be 12, other menachos will also be 12 loaves, to which the Gemara says, and say, just like Lechem Aponim is 12 loaves, so too by other menachos it's also 12 loaves. Oh, I'll tell you why. Mistabra milachmi tolda habilei lemelef. So the truth is, I'd rather learn out menachos, general menachos, from lachmi tolda. Why? Because of the similarities between lachmi tolda and general menachos. What are the similarities between lachmi tolda and general menachos, to which the Gemara says, Shekein Yachid, because both are brought by individuals, general mincha, as well as a toda brought by an individual, Hamis Nadif, or Nidava, both are brought as voluntary offerings, Shemen, both have the inclusion of oil, Nifsal, both become possible with lina, if you leave it overnight, Shalo b'Shabbos, Shalo b'Tuma, and both, neither are offered on Shabbos, not Docha Shabbos, and neither is offered in a state of Tumah. Rabbi, say, last short line on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. 76a. So we'll say, so therefore again, because of the similarities between a mincha and lachme toda, I'd rather learn out minachos from lachme toda, and therefore again, that gives me the limud that what? Just as lachme toda, there are 10 loaves, so too by general minachos, there are 10 loaves as well. There are two exceptions to that rule. What are the two exceptions to that rule? This is Rabbi Huda's model. Two exceptions to the rule are lechem haponim and chavite kohen gadol, right? Lechem haponim is written explicitly. Chavite kohen gadol learned out from a gzeirah shavah, chuka to lechem haponim. Beautiful. Tushin Mara says no. Adirabo. I can say just the opposite. I'd rather learn out other minachos from lechem haponim. Why? And I will say, remember, lechem haponim is 12 loaves. So I learn out other minachos from lechem haponim, and I can say the following. Shekein, because we also listen to these similarities. Hekdish, they're both considered to be hekdish, right? Lavona, both have lavona. Matzah, both are able to come in matzah form. Ve'etzem, and ultimately, again, each is offered on its own, not as an accompaniment to something else. To which the Gemara says, "You're right, but hanach nefishin." They both say there are more similarities between mincha and lachme toda than there are between mincha and lechem haponim. Therefore, again, I both say we're saying over here, in at least in Rabbi Yehuda's model, we're going to learn out minachos from lachme toda, and to tell me that just as lachme toda have 10 loaves, so to general menachos comes with 10 loaves as well. Good. Says the Gemara, we'll say last, first wide line, Ayin Vav, Amud Aleph 76a, last words on the line, V'svir lan, davar halamid b'gzer shava, chozer umulame b'binyanav, nelef mechabite koin gadol. Wow. So we'll say, listen to this. If you remember again, we've had this before, which is actually such a fascinating exegetical discussion, which is, if you have something that is learned out from a Kal V'chomer, right? Bless you. I have something that's learned out from a Kal V'chomer. Can that halacha then serve as a source to learn out something else? Let me give you an example of this. So remember again, how many loaves for lechem haponim?
12.
How many loaves for chavite kohen gadol?
12.
Where do we know that from? Gezer shava chuka. It says chuka by lechem haponim. Now remember, lechem haponim is explicit. Lechem haponim is explicit. It says chuka by lechem haponim, and it says chuka by lachme toda. So there are 12 by lechem haponim, 12 by lachme toda. So therefore, again, I will say, that's the one from gezer shava. Now, if you hold, that something that's learned from a gzeirah shava could serve as a binyan av, can serve as a paradigm, then I could take chavite kohen gadol, which is learned from a gzeirah shava, that it has 12 loaves. And I could build a paradigm around that. And I could say as follows, nelef miv chavite kohen gadol, ma lahalon shtei mesrei, af kan shtei mesrei. And I could say, just as chavite kohen gadol, there are 12 loaves, so to Rabbi Osavai, every other mincha, there are 12 loaves as well. And beautiful. And then again, remember, I will say this is the opposite, because we just posited that we're going to learn out from lachme toda, that halach l'maisa is only 10 loaves. The Gemara says, if you hold that something that is learned out from a jirasha, from a Kal V'chomer, from a gzeirah shava, could come and serve as a paradigm, then let's use chavite kohen gadol as the paradigm to tell me that general menachos come with 12 loaves. To which the Gemara says, no. Mistabra milach mitol dahavle lemelef. I'd rather learn out general menachos from lachme toda. Why? Because they share the following similarities. Because why? Rabbi Yosef, I mean, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph 76a, four lines down, right? Shekein, Hedyot, because we'll say both of them are brought by regular people, as opposed to Chavite Kohen Gadol, which is brought by the Kohen Gadol. Shis Nadiv, both of them are brought as voluntary offerings. Chatzoin, they will say, now what Chatzoin means as follows. Chavite Kohen Gadol, if you remember again, are halved. They're halved. Half is offered in the morning, half is offered in the afternoon. That does not apply to other karbanos. Lepigul, ultimately, again, the subject to pigul. Shalom b'Shabbos, they're not offered up on Shabbos, for shalom b'tumah, and they're not offered up in Tumah. So we'll say these are all the similarities between lachme toda and general menachos. So as a result, ultimately, again, of all of these similarities, we would rather learn out We would rather learn out, ultimately, again, what? We'd rather learn out the halachos from general menachos, from lachmei toda, and not from chavite kohen gadol. Adrabah, I could say just the opposite. Adrabah, mechavite kohen gadol havle lemelef. No, let me learn out from chavite kohen gadol, and I'll tell you why. Shekein, because we'll say chavite kohen gadol and lachmei toda share their own commonalities. What are they? Isarot. Number one, again, they come from an Isaron, that's the amount of flour. Kli, both require utensil. Hekdish, both are considered to be consecrated. Lavona, both require vona, lavona. Matzah, both could come in matzah form. Etzem, both are brought on their own, not as an accompaniment. Hagasha, ultimately, again, both are brought close to the Mizbeach. Ishim, both are offered up on the fire. And Abosa, I'll tell you what, Bahani Nefishin. And what becomes clear? What becomes clear is that halacha lemaisa, apparently there are more similarities between chavite kohen gadol and what? And lachmet and menachos than there are between lachmet toda and menachos. If that's the case, let me go ahead and learn out general menachos from chavite kohen gadol. And I will say, what conclusion would that yield? Just as chavite kohen gadol, how many loaves are brought? 12. So too, again, by general menachos, you'd bring 12 loaves as well. To which the Gemara says, you're right. There are more similarities between chavite kohen gadol and menachos than there are between lachmei toda and menachos, but hedyot mehedyot adiflei. We would rather learn out what we call hedyot mehedyot, which I will say means karbanos brought by regular people from karbanos brought by regular people, and not karbanos brought by regular people from karbanos brought by kohanim gidolim. So we'll say, which, by the way, is a logical and intuitive argument. Rabbi Meir says, So up until now, this has all been the shita, ultimately, again, of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, we'll say, let's retrace this, because it's important, this is going to be on the final exam. So again, let's retrace this a little bit. So now, remember, we have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is telling me that halacha lemaisa, let's work a little bit backwards. Blechem aponim, how many loaves? 12. Right? Chavite kohen gadol, how many loaves? 12. Where did I learn that out from? That's a gzeirah shavah chukah. Fine. What about shar menachos? So to condense it very similar, I will say, in Rabbi Huda's model, you're learning out shar menachos from what? From lachmei toda. Just like lachmei toda has 10 loaves, so too other menachos have 10 loaves as well. Good. That's shitas Rabbi Huda. Now let's transition. Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir says, Kulan bo, shtei mesrei. So Rabbi Meir says, no. In fact, in general, menachos come as 12 loaves. So we'll say, so what does that mean? Now remember, in Rabbi Meir's model, generally menachos come as 12 loaves. The exception to that are chalos toda, nezirus, that come as 12 loaves. So it says the Gemara, my kasavar, what does he hold? So I will say, if he holds that something learned out from a gzeru shava could come back and serve as a paradigm to teach me other halachos, then yalif mechavite de kohen gadol. Then I could learn out ultimately again from chavite kohen gadol and say, just as chavite kohen gadol. Right? Because as we saw before, the comparisons between chavite kohen gadol and general menachos are exceptionally numerous. If Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that something learned out from Gzeirah Shava can serve, if Rabbi Meir holds that something learned out from Gzeirah Shava cannot serve as a paradigm for other things, then what? Yolef milechem aponim. Learn out from lechem aponim. To tell me that what? That in general, again, it's going to be 12. To which the Gemara says, hekdish mehekdish adiflei. We would rather learn out menachos, hekdish from hekdish, lechem aponim. To teach me that what? Just as lechem aponim is 12 loaves, so too again, general menachos are 12 loaves as well. So we'll say, what comes out is Rabbi Meir's limud is, he looks at essentially lechem aponim as the paradigmatic mincha. It's actually very interesting. Lechem aponim is the paradigmatic mincha. Just like lechem aponim is 12 loaves, so too what? So every other mincha is 12 loaves as well. With the exception of, in Rabbi Meir's model, with the exception of lachmei toda and Nazirus. Lachmei Toda, chutz mi Lachmei Toda and Nazirus, Shein Boz Eser Eser. With the exception, of course, of Lachmei Toda and Nazirus, which come only as 10 loaves, says the Gemara, Lachmei Toda, Be'ejik Siv, Bu. So we'll say, so Lachmei Toda, that it's only 10 loaves, that the Torah tells me explicitly. Nazirus, how do I know that we'll say that the offering of the Nazir is only offered up 10 loaves? The Amar Mar Shlamov, the Rab Shalmi Nazir, because we'll say the Pasuk says Shlamov, ultimately, again, by the Nazir, and that comes to include, by Toda, and that comes to include, ultimately, again, Shami Nazir as well. So the Gemara says, Amrav Tuvi Bar Kisnamar Shmuel. Lachmi Toda, so we'll say now that we began the discussion about Toda, the Gemara is transitioning for just a moment. Interesting discussion here. Lachmi Toda, Sha'afon Arba Chalos. Now we'll say, the halach is that in general, the way a Toda works is, there are four different ways in which you can make a loaf, a toda loaf. The halacha is, you're supposed to have all four kinds and 10 loaves of each kind. So therefore, a carbon toda comes with 40 loaves. We'll say this is the famous vart, right? That a carbon toda, 40 loaves, no, and remember again, there's only a limited window to consume it. One person can't consume 40 loaves. So what does it by definition necessitate? Bringing other people to your table. Also, it's the concept of a sudas hoda, the concept of inviting other people to share in a sudas hoda, and a suda ultimately, again, remember, carbon toda was brought when a person was saved from some type of life-threatening situation. By definition, you had to bring, unless you have a very large extended family, you had to bring other people, ultimately, again, with you to that suda, 40 loaves. So ideally, carbon toda has 40 loaves. 40 loaves are comprised of four types of loaves, 10 loaves of each type for 40. Comes along Shmuel and says as follows. Lachmei Toda, Sha'afon Arba Chalos. So we'll say what happens in the following situation. Let's say you brought a carbon Toda, now it's 40 loaves, but what? 4 loaves. Why 4? One of each type of loaf. One of each type of loaf. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Shmuel says, Yotza. Shmuel says, Yotza. We'll say, now look at Rashi for just a moment. The bottom Rashi. The Rashi Kisveyad. Three lines are from the bottom. Sha'afon Arba Chalos. Echad mi matzah, ve'echad mi chametz, ve'echad mi rikikin, ve'echad marvucha. So we'll say, so these are the four types of loaf, the four types of way the loaf was prepared. Right? The arba minin yesh bahen. So we'll say, so ideally, again, remember, four types of loaves, you're supposed to bring 10 of each type, 40 loaves. Shmuel says, if you only brought 4, one of each type, you're yotzei. Gemara says, how could that be? V'haba inin arban. But you need 40. To which the Gemara answers, l'mitzvah. You need 40 lechatchila, but b'diavad, even if you brought 4, you're going to be okay. Aye, the Gemara says, v'habaya frushe truma minayu. But one second, we'll say there is a halacha that says, look at Rashi for just a moment, the bottom Rashi. V'habaya frushe truma, k'dichsiv bahen truma, shenotol echad mikol minu min, v'necha lakohanim, k'dichsiv, kohen hazorik ez adam, lo hiya. Rabbi said, you're supposed to take truma from this. What does truma look like from this? You have 10 loaves of each type. Rabbi said, what do? You take one loaf from each group, thereby giving the kohen 4 whole loaves. So what do you do about the truma to the kohen if you're only bringing 4 loaves? To which the Gemara says, so maybe you'll say that, well, you know what you do? You separate off a little bit of each loaf. Right, take off a little bit of each loaf, give that as the truma. To which the Gemara says, Echad Amar Rachmana, Shalom Yitel Pros. Now the Torah is supposed to give the coin Echad, a whole loaf. Not that you take a little bit out of each loaf. That's not Bakavadik to the coin. To which the Gemara says, you're right, the Afreshinu Belisham. It could be that the way you'll separate truma in this kind of situation is, you'll separate it from the mixing bowl. When you're kneading the dough, you separate off some for the kohen, and you fashion that into a loaf, and you bake that off for the kohen himself. So may say, the Gemara is the kasha, kol ha-menachos sheriba b'midas chalasan, o shemiyei b'midas chalasan ksheros. We'll say in general, when it comes to a mincha, if you ended up preparing more than the necessary number of loaves, or you ended up bringing less than the necessary number of loaves, the mincha will still be kosher, with certain exceptions. Chutz, milechem aponim, v'chavite koin gadol, v'lachmei toda, unezirus. Also with the exception of lechem aponim, chavite koin gadol, lachmei toda, unezirus. So we'll say, what's important for us in this list? Right, lachmei toda. You see from her clearly that you have to bring the full 40 loaves. And if you don't bring the full 40 loaves, then what? Then halacha lemaisa, you will not be yotze. So how could Shmuel say that it's enough to go ahead and bring four loaves? To which the Gemara says, Hu da amar amud beis, Shmuel holds, ki hai tana. He holds almost like the following tana. Tisanya kalamanachos, shariba bemidas chalosan, o shemiyit bemidas chalosan, ksheros. So I'll say, remember again, there's another Tana. The Tana holds that in general, all menachos, if you add on, you bring more than the necessary number of loaves, or you diminish from the basic number of loaves, it's kosher. Chutz melechem aponim v'chavite koin gadol. So we'll say, if you notice again, according to this Tana, the only time that you need a specific loaf number, a specific loaf count, is where? Lechem aponim and chavite koin gadol, and all other types of menachos, including lachme toda, if you brought more, if you brought less, you will still be yotze. V'yesh omrim, af lachme toda unaziros, and others include in this list, including lachme toda unaziros. So we'll say, therefore, it must be the Shmuel holds, like this first Tana, who says that what? Who says that halach lemaisa, you can even go ahead and bring less than the requisite number of loaves for lachme toda, and still be yotze. So the Gemara goes right. So we'll say, so this is all Shitas Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Amrav Huna, Minchas Ma'afe, Sha'afacha La'achos, Yatza. So we'll say, listen to this. We'll say, the Rambam Paskins like Shmuel, that Halacha L'maisa, again, although ideally you're supposed to bring 40 loaves for the Toldo, if a person ended up bringing 4 loaves, now remember again, it's not just any 4 loaves, it has to be what? One loaf of each type. Bidi Ever, you are Yotze, your carbon Mincha. So it comes on Rav Huna. We'll say a variation on that previous question. So minchas ma'afa sha'afa chala acha. So we'll say, if you have a minchas ma'afa, now we're going to get into this. Rashi says over here, the top Rashi, minchas ma'afa shedina lihios yod chala. So we'll say minchas ma'afa is a baked mincha, mincha made in an oven, that halacha l'maisa has to be made of 10 loaves. Has to be made of 10 loaves. So minchas ma'afa sha'afa chala achas, that was made instead of 10 loaves. You made one loaf. What's the halacha? Yatza. Yotze. My timer. What's the reason? Because matzos ksiv. We'll say, it's actually quite interesting. It says matzos. Now we'll say, it's read as matzos, which means plural. 10 loaves. But the way it's written, about say, if you notice, is it's written chaser without the vav. How can you read that? You can read that as matzos. So you can read it as singular also. Because it could be read as singular, bidi evet, if you only went ahead and made it one loaf, halacha lemaisa, you are yotze. So the Gemara says, maskev l'rav papa, taima d'chsev matzos, haksev matzos lo. So the Gemara says, oh, the reason you could do that is because it says matzos. If what it said matzos, you can, what does that mean? The reason it says matzos, the reason we'll say why bidi evet you're yotze, with even one loaf, is because it's written matzos chaser. It's written matzos without the vav. But if it was written matzos male with the vav lo, then halacha l'maisa again, you would need all 10 loaves. Ay v'hagabi lachmei toda d'chsiv matzos. We'll say, here's the problem. Using that logic, we'll say, by lachmei toda, it says matzos male. It says matzos male. Now we'll say, now, based on what you just said, anytime it says matzos male, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? You need all of the requisite loaves. If that's the case, we just got finished saying what? Although by Toda, ideally, how many loaves do you need? How many loaves? 40. If halacha l'maisa, you only brought how many? 4. Bidi eved your yotze. But I don't understand. Based on what you just said, the ability to bring less than the requisite number of loaves is based on the fact that the word is written chaser. But in this case over here, the word is not written chaser by lachme toda. You should have to bring all 40, to which the Gemara says, so ultimately again, but yet, Tuvi Bar Kisna Sene Mishmuel, like we said before, the Lachmei Toda, ultimately again, if you baked only 4 loaves instead of 40, ultimately again, you're still Yotze, to which the Gemara says, Ahi Pliga, Einachinami Tzimachlokes. Tzimachlokes. So I'll say this would be a machlokes, and that it could be that according to this opinion, who darshins the mali and the chaser, he might actually say that although by minchas ma'afeh, the fact that it's written matzos chaser allows you to what? Allows you to go ahead and only bring one loaf by lachmei toda, which are written mali, you'd have to bring all 40. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds that by lachmei toda, even b'di evet, if you just went ahead and brought 4, one of each type, you would still be Yotze. Good. So we'll say so. That concludes this particular sukkah. So remember again, what we end off with over here is an exhaustive discussion about the preparation for the menachos. But again, interestingly enough, we now begin to see these fascinating cases about menachos that must be brought with multiple loaves. If you bring it with less than the requisite number of loaves, halacha l'maaseh are yotzei. So there's one thing that everybody agrees on, which is there are certain menachos, which although ideally should be brought with a certain number of loaves, if you don't bring them with the requisite number of loaves, you are still be yotzei. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is which menachos does that apply to? You've got Shmuel saying that it applies to lachmei toda. Ideally, it should be 40, but even if you just brought 4, you're going to be okay. You've got another opinion over here of Rav Huna, who says that halacha lemaisa minchas mafa should be brought with 10, but bidyevet, if you bring it with 1, you'll still be yotzei. Says the Mishnah. Here we go. We'll say haomer. Hayaba Yisrael, this is very exciting. Ha'omer, the garment of Omer, Hayaba Yisrael, Mishalosh Sinabos. This is actually quite fascinating. This goes back to what we said before. The Omer of Osai, for the garment of Omer, they would harvest 3 sitin of barley to produce 1 Yisrael of fine flour. Now that is a large amount of barley. That is 3 sitin to produce 1 Yisrael of fine flour. Okay, shtei halechem. We'll say in the preparation of the shtei halechem, they would harvest shtei esronim mishalosh sin. They would produce 2 esronim of grain of wheat flour from 3 sin. Lechem aponim. So we'll say lechem aponim esrim va'arba esronim me esrim va'arba sin. We'll say for lechem aponim. Interestingly enough, they harvested 24 esronim and they made 24 sin. So we'll say, see this relationship. So by the omer. Largest amount harvested for smallest output. 3 sin for 1 isaron. Lachmi toda, no, I'm sorry, not lachmi toda, shtei halechem, same amount, 3 sin for 2 esronim, double the amount of fine flour, and for lechem aponim, 24 esronim for 24 sin. Or I should say, 24 sin to produce 24 esronim. Essentially, 1 isaron per saw, says the Gemara. My timer, how do you account for these differences? Because it was like, remember, the bottom line is the same, which is, what do you need for each of these karbanos? For the karban ha-omer, for shtei alechem, for alechem aponim, what do you need? Solas, right? You need fine flour. So why is it that I need different amounts of wheat to produce generally the same amounts of fine flour? To which the Gemara, I'll tell you why. My timer, so keva de mechadashas, you see, Abba said, the omer is brought from the new grain. Brought from Chadash. Umeisarasi. Furthermore, again, it's brought from Sa'ar, from barley. So, Isaron Mufchar, Lo Asi Ela Mishalosh Sin. So, we'll say, so what the Gemara suggests is this was just an issue of Metzias. Because the Omer is brought from the new grain, as opposed to older grain, which we'll see. New grain, and it's barley. So, because new grain is often not, it's completely ripe, but it's not aged. So apparently it's harder to go ahead and get fine flour from it. Not only that, barley is more difficult to get fine flour from than what? Than wheat. So when you put these two things together, you need 3 sin of barley to get 1 isarn of fine flour. Shtei alechem, what's when it comes to the shtei alechem? Shtei esronos mishalosh sin. So you harvest the 3 sin to give you 2 esronos. Why? Keva de mechitin asyan. So I'll say, because it comes from grain, from wheat, so it's a little bit easier to get fine flour. Af agav de mechadash asyan. So ultimately, again, even though it's coming from chadash, shtei esronos as mishalosh sin. So we'll say, so because it's new grain, therefore maybe a little bit harder to mill or a little bit harder to grind. So therefore, I still need a large amount of grain, 3 sin, but because it's wheat, which is easier to get fine flour from than barley, from the same amount of grain, 3 sin, I can get 2 esronos of fine wheat flour. Lechem aponim. What about lechem aponim? Esrim va'arba esronos me esrim va'arba. So remember, again, this is a gold mine. Essentially what this is saying is, I'm getting 1 esron per sa'ah of grain, which is almost like an incredible yield. Thank you. So what's the pshat Rabbi say? I'll tell you. If I bought esronos esrim va'arba sin, my timer. Is wheat. So in general, what we've seen is that it is easier to extract fine flour from wheat. That's number one. Furthermore, Umiyashan asur. And I will say the grain is aged. So apparently, because it is aged, ultimately, again, I guess because of the fact that it's aged and because of the fact that it's wheat, it is easier to get a better yield. Therefore, asa isaran mufchar asi misa'a. One good isaran, a fine flour, has the ability to come from a sa'a of grain. Tan rabbanon. Chalamanacho shiriba b'midas esronon. O shemiyat b'midas esronon. Psulos. Supposed to listen to this. Any karban mincha, if it was supposed to be an isaron, if you brought more than an isaron or less than an isaron, it is pasul. However, riba b'midas se'in shalahen, o shemiyat b'midas se'in shalahen. Supposed to say this is an important piece of halacha l'maisa. If you go ahead and you tamper with the shear of a mincha, let's say mincha is supposed to be one isaron or two isaronos, and you bring more or less than what? Mincha is 50-50 you got on this one. Excellent. Puzzle. However, I will say, what we've just seen from the Mishnah is that halacha l'maisa, there is a certain amount of wheat, of grain, which was harvested for a particular mincha. If you harvested more or less, then what? Technically, the carbon is still kosher. Why, Rabbi Osei? Because at the end of the day, the amount that you're supposed to harvest, these are the ideal amounts. What Chazal and the Zohar will give you the greatest amount of output. Bottom line, if you got the necessary amount of fine flour from more harvest or less harvest, then what? We don't really care. What we care about, Rabbi Osei, is the amount necessary for the mincha itself. So if you went ahead and you brought more than the necessary amount for the mincha, more than an isaron, less than an isaron, that will invalidate the carbon. But if you harvested more grain, more wheat, or more barley, so I will say that doesn't really matter to us as long as you have the actual right amount of fine flour for the mincha itself. Beautiful. Mishnah. Ha'omer. Ha'yemenufa b'shalosh esrei nafar. I will say that's very interesting. The omer was sifted 13 times in 13 different types of sieves. Shtei alechem b'shtei mesrei. The shtei lechem, I will say, was sifted 12 times. Lechem aponim, lechem aponim, yud aleph, 11 times. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo haylan kitzva, ela solas menufa kol tzachar. I will say, Rabbi Shimon says, we don't tell you how many times to sift it, just get the job done. Right? The idea over here is you have to have fine flour. So however many times it takes you to sift, in order to get fine flour, do it. Right, kol tzarcha haya may el solas menufa kol tzarcha haya may bishneamar v'lakachta solas v'afisa osa achete menufa kol tzarcha. So this is actually very interesting. So Rabbi Shimon says we don't tell you how many times you have to sift it; just get the job done and bring finely sifted flour. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon bedaka begasa. Bidaka, begasa. So it's actually very interesting. So the Bryson now says, when sifting the grain for mincha purposes, what they would do is they would switch off between, I will say, a daka is a fine sifter versus a gasa, which is a coarser sifter. So they would switch off sifting. Daka, begasa, daka, begasa. Shimon Elazar Omer, Shloshes Reinafos Hayba Mikdash. There were 13 different sifters in the Beis HaMikdash. I will say, this is not a reference to people. This is a reference to utensils. There are actually 13 different... Sieve. Okay, 13 different sieves, right? So the Gemara says, Zu lamala mizu, vizu lamala mizu. And each one, I will say, was different sifting abilities, right? Each one was, so what does that mean? Al yona kolet es subin, so we'll say the highest one was one that was able to take out the bran. Tachtona koletes solas. And the quote unquote, the lowest one was the one that was able to sift out the fine flour. So the idea is, we'll say, all of these utensils were available in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo haya len kitzva. So Rabbi Shimon says, we're not getting hung up in how many times you have to sift the flour. The idea is that you need finely sifted flour. So however many times it takes you to do that, that's what you should do. Amen. Tan Rabbanon. We'll say first wide line. Tan Rabbanon, soles va'afisa osa. The pasuk says soles, so that's the fine flour, va'afisa osa, you shall bake it. Melameid shenichas soles. We'll say it's actually very interesting. That teaches us that halacha l'maisa is actually very interesting. We look at Rashi, we'll say the bottom Rashi. Rashi kisve yad, the section on the bottom. Look four lines up from the bottom. Shenil kachas min hashukishi soles. We'll say the halacha is you can purchase finely ground flour from the marketplace for carbonic purposes. I was about to say, you don't actually have to sift the grain yourself. You could purchase solas from the base mesh. Now, the who is, we're going to see in just a moment. So listen to this. So, how do I know that the base hamikdash could even go ahead and purchase wheat, and even go ahead and grind up and sift the wheat themselves? Sift the wheat themselves. Talmud lomar v'lakachta mikol mokum. So we'll say, so this is interesting. See, it says, solas v'afisa osa. So we'll say, which tells me that the Beis HaMikdash can go ahead and purchase finely ground flour. In other words, they don't have to go ahead and do the whole grinding and sifting process themselves. They can go ahead and buy finely ground flour. But how do I know that if the Beis HaMikdash wants to go ahead and what? Wants to go ahead and halacha lemaisa, buy the wheat, grind the wheat, sift the wheat, and do so, that they're allowed to do that? Because the pasuk says, v'lakachta. So they could buy solas, but they could also buy wheat and do it themselves. Yochol af bishar menachos. I might have thought this applies to other menachos as well. I will say, look at Rashi's moment. Yochol shafilu shar. Three lines are from the bottom. In the bottom, Rashi. Yochol shafilu shar menachos. Yochid maybe ye nikmachin chitin liasas and solas. I will say, I might have thought that even an individual has the right to do this. That I can go ahead and take grain, make my own finely sifted flour, and use that flour in the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll say, so this is, so remember, up until now we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, we'll say, has the right to do one of two things. Either what? Number one, to go ahead and buy finely ground flour. Or what? Option number two, make it yourself. Beis HaMikdash is right to make it yourself. I might have thought that an individual has the same rights as well. I can either purchase finely ground flour, or what? Or I can make it myself. Therefore, again, says the Gemara Talmud Lomar Osa. Osa, it is only Rabbi Osa Menachos brought by the Beis HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash has the right to either purchase finely ground flour or make it myself. However, when it comes to an individual, Rabbi Osa, what's the halacha? The halacha is an individual like Rashi Talmud Lomar Osa Vafisa Osa Efa Nikas Mishuk. Listen to this, it's amazing. An individual does not have the right to make his own flour, to sift his own flour. Instead, an individual must buy solas from the producer. Right? Must buy solas from the shuk, or must buy solas from the Beis HaMikdash. Why, Rabosai? Because we do not trust individuals to sift the flour as needed. So the base is amazing. The Beis HaMikdash has the right to either buy solas or sift its own flour. A yachid, an individual, only has the right to what? Buy solas. We do not trust you. It's a quality control issue. We do not trust you to go ahead and sift your own flour. So the Gemara says, Mipnei, right? So Talmud Lomar, Osa Mipnei, Mipnei Achisun. My Mipnei Achisun. Amar Abelazar, HaTorah Chasa Amonon Shal Yisrael. Because they will say, so why, I don't understand, if it's a quality control issue, so why does the Torah allow for the Beis HaMikdash to go ahead and purchase grain and sift their own flour? I will say it is a cost-saving measure. Because obviously the halacha is, not the halacha, obviously it costs less to purchase your own grain, sift it yourself, than it does to go ahead and purchase fine flour, purchase solas. So we'll say, by an individual, where else quality control, we can't have every single person sifting their own flour and relying on them to bring solas to the Beis HaMikdash. So for individual kabbalists, you have to buy your solas, either from the shuk or the Beis HaMikdash sold it as well. The Beis HaMikdash has the right to either buy solas or buy grain and do it themselves. Why does the Beis HaMikdash have that license? Because again, HaTorah Chasa Amamon Rosh Yisrael. The Ribon Shalom has Rachmanis ultimately again on what? On the collective money of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, because it's a cost-saving measure to allow the Beis HaMikdash to purchase grain and mill that grain themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows them to. I'll say, look at Rashi just a moment. Bottom Rashi, HaTorah Chasa, V'lechem Aponim Shchiach B'chol Shabbos. Remember again, the Beis HaMikdash has to produce Lechem Aponim every single week. V'yesh Ben Esrim V'arba Esronim. And remember again, Lechem Aponim is made from 24 Se'in, which produce 24 Esronim of flour. L'vichach, Chisarn Godelhu, L'fisha Solas HaNikach Menashuk Yoker Ma'od, L'fisha Achen V'ni Mistakir Ba, L'fichach Nikchas Chitin. Ava Minchas Yochid Lo Shchiach Because the Beis Hamikdash has to produce Lechem Hapanim every single week, and Lechem Hapanim comes from 24 sin, which produce 24 Esronim. Therefore, it's expensive to buy solas from the Shuk, where there's a markup. There's always a markup. Therefore, again, Torah gives right to the Beis Hamikdash to buy the wheat, to mill the wheat, and to produce their own solas in-house. A Yochid Rabosai who brings a Mincha relatively infrequently does not have the right to make his own solas, but rather, again, he has to purchase the solas. From where do we see Hechar Amiza? From where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the collective money of Klal Yisrael? The Chsiv, V'Shkisa Esa'eda V'Esbir, and Rabosai is actually amazing. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go ahead and provide water for Klal Yisrael from the rock, what does he say? He will give the people to drink and their flock as well. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about the flock tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about the collective resources of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, to preserve the collective resources of the Klal, the Beis HaMikdash has the right to either buy solas, but if they want to save money, they can purchase wheat and make their own solas as well. Hadron Alach, Elam, Menachos, Nikmatos. I say Mazel Tov, we'll pick up with the new parak in Mirat Hashem, B'Shatov, Mitzlachos tomorrow. Thank you.